This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
This is a new article on Infowars.com. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson cites principles of Ronald Reagan to defend chemical castration of children. You got the governor of South Dakota, who is overall a good person, saying chop little boys' balls off. This is sick. That's coming up next segment. And I got sent video. You know, I got some friends up at Fort Bragg, and it was in the news that they're saying to use the commissary to get food, to work out, you got to have the shot, even though it's not mandatory. Well, I sent some people over there. I got the photos, the video, all of them put in a report. They say, no shot, period. You're not coming in here. Even though most people are allergic to it or there's waivers, they don't care. This is the vaccine passport control. Max Keiser, the king of Bitcoin, joins us for another 5 minutes. What else would you like to impart about Bitcoin? I mean, obviously, if listeners want to support us in a sponsorship way, we're sponsored by SchwanBitcoin.com/Alex. You've been trying to get me to sign on this group for many years. It's one of the original OGs, the safest place to invest in Bitcoin. If you want to support us in our sponsorship, SchwanBitcoin.com/Alex, get 10 free dollars of Bitcoin there and then buy Bitcoin there. It's the best place if you want to privately hold that in your view, and I trust you to do it. SchwanBitcoin.com/Alex. And my wife just bought some Bitcoin at SchwanBitcoin.com/Alex. But continuing here in the last 4 minutes we have left, what else would you like to impart, Max Keiser?
I think it's important to understand that Bitcoin comes from what are called the cypherpunks. If Alex Jones were a computer programmer, he would be a cypherpunk. The cypherpunks are the rebels in the technology space. The cypherpunks are what gave us, stole encryption technology from the Pentagon and made it public. You know, we would not have access to pretty good encryption technology.
So Edward Snowden is like a modern-day cypherpunk.
Yeah, Edward Snowden is a cypherpunk. Julian Assange is a cypherpunk. And the people who gave us access to, you and I able to use encrypted messages.
They're the folks that gave us Donald Trump. They just keep giving us all these goodies.
I don't know about that one. But
no,
I
mean, Trump wasn't perfect, but controlled to Biden. I mean, it was Julian Assange got Trump over the goalpost.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's on the political side of things. You know, you go down that rabbit hole. But importantly, the cypherpunks are what gave us Bitcoin. And they did it because they hate centralized authorities. They hate central banks. And they hate dictatorial megalomaniac leaders. And so they wanted to give people money that was completely outside the system. So in similar to the way Alex Jones operates outside of traditional media and covers stories that are not being covered, Bitcoin operates outside the entire global monetary system. And for the first time in history, what a Bitcoin able to do is create hard money that does not need a third party like a bank for us to transact. You and I can transact completely independent of a bank. That's revolutionary. It's never been possible before. And it's indestructible. It's uncensorable. And this is our, as Christine Lagarde said a week ago, she said Bitcoin is an escape hatch. And she said she has to try to stop it. Well, she's never going to stop it. And she's right. And the ECMF and the World Bank and the central banks. It is the only real viable escape hatch we have right now, Alex.
Very powerful, Max. Where do people find Max Keiser?
Go to Twitter. It's the easiest to find me on Twitter, Max Keiser on Twitter. Plus on YouTube, we've got the Orange Pill channel, youtube.com/Orange Pill. That's our YouTube channel where we do all of our various content and things like that. And, of course, I see over there at swanbitcoin.com/Alex. It's hot. You know, people are banging that thing, your listeners, because you get 10 bucks free, Bitcoin for free, when you register. And then from there, you know, you see what you want to do. I say only keep money in fiat that you can afford to lose. Because they're going to take it all through inflation.
All right, Max, we really appreciate you, and we appreciate you reaching out to your audience with our audience. We're all in this together. Thank you so much for being with Max Kaiser. Another special guest joins us.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number 4, broadcasting worldwide in defiance of globalist censors and tyranny. And only because of you spreading the word and supporting us are we still here today. Amazing. Here's some of the headlines coming up after our next guest leaves us. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchins cites principles of Ronald Reagan to defend castration of children. Yeah, we wear burka masks now. They don't just chop little girls' genitals off. We chop little boys' genitals off. What a sick group of weird virtue signaling freaks. Canadian government study gloats vaccine passports imminent. And it just goes on and on. We'll be covering that. But right now, joining us is a great investigative reporter from nationalfile.com, Patrick Howley. And it's not like they just do this as a one-off. Every week they're exposing some Republican or Democrat for their bizarre fake behavior and showing the type of weirdness that these people are involved in pretty much to a man or a woman. So exclusive, basically they're picking off the rhinos. That's a very valuable thing for America and the world. Alabama Senate contender had an extramarital affair, exchanged sex about anal play with ex-lover who he would reportedly have sex with while his wife was gone in the bedroom, the marital bed. So, again, this is that's just beyond, that's bizarre. Here he is, best buddies with John McCain. And so Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill, who's making around for the U.S. Senate, had an extramarital affair last year with his mistress. And it goes on to lay it all out. So Patrick Howley joins us right now. Why is this important? Why is it important to drill down to the fact that he's doing stuff with his mistress, Patrick?
Well, John Merrill, Alex, is somebody who presents himself as a family man, as a Christian family man. That's the image that he projects to the people in his state. And yet, meanwhile, he's a total degenerate behind the scenes. He's using government taxpayer money to carry out his affair. And he has been totally and utterly caught. He's been totally disgraced. He was in panic mode, meltdown mode last night, coming up with a statement in which he admitted to having a long texting relationship with this woman. Everybody knows that this is true. We have many, many people who are finally glad that it's coming out. And today, President Donald Trump has endorsed Mo Brooks, the America First candidate who is running. John Merrill, of course, was the establishment pick to try to stop Mo Brooks, but the Trump camp is very satisfied now after this story came out that Mo Brooks is the guy to go with.
And that's why it's important, is that if we know about this, the globalists know about it, they're going to blackmail them, so let's get it all out in the open. If somebody has a great record of patriotism or whatever, people will overlook this kind of stuff. But if they're a little rhino rat person, we know they're being compromised with it. This is yeoman's work. This is God's work here, that this guy's a hypocrite. He's a fraud. He claims he's a super, you know, squeaky clean Christian. Again, he's doing this on taxpayer dime. I mean, hauling the mistress around right next door to his wife also shows a form of recklessness.
Yeah, that's right. And it shows a duality in his personality whereby, you know, think about what a sociopath you have to be to go around and create this image of yourself that's not true and then snap back into something else as soon as the cameras are off. These are the kinds of psychopaths who rule us, and these are the kinds of psychopaths who have decayed our entire society and led us to ruin. And so these are the kinds of people who need to be exposed. When people are lying sociopaths, and by the way, this guy now has been accused of being in physical fights with his mistress where, you know, she had bruises on her. He took a belt buckle and hit his taxpayer-funded car. And so this guy just, there's so much blackmail material out there. And this is a guy who's in a position as Secretary of State who is going for the U.S. Senate. And I don't believe that he's going to run at this point. They've delayed his announcement now after this story. So
sure. Well, great job. He's not a good conservative compared to the other candidate, as you said. So that's very, very exciting. We can pick these people off very, very easily because of their backgrounds. And, of course, that's the tip of the iceberg. How do you continue to get the diary of Joe Biden's daughter? How do you continue to get all of this? You're really kicking ass. And you were right about the laptop. You're right about the diary. You guys have been at the cutting edge of this. How are you doing that?
Well, I just work all the time, and I talk to a lot of people. I do what the press doesn't do. The press sits around, and they wait for a press statement, or they wait for some.
Sure, they wait for a big story already, right?
Right. And then, you know, meanwhile, I'm out there. I have all the information. And that's why the Republicans are trying to suck up to me right now, because they don't want to get John Merrill. They don't want to have butt plug stuff out there about them forever. They don't want, you know, a diary out there getting out there. So they're trying to be nice to me right now. But I'm not in a nice mode, Alex. I'm not in a nice mode at all, because what we're doing going into 2022, America First is uncompromising. We've got amazing.
This is total war. I feel the same way.
Absolutely.
We're not going to compromise. We're going to accelerate our attack.
That's right, 100%. And just moments ago, Alex, I just broke a news story about Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi personally renting office space to a group that is connected to pedophilia, a group that is connected to child porn, a group that was designed by a notorious, monstrous pedophile. Okay, and at the time that this man was at large designing this group that Nancy Pelosi personally rents office space to.
Why am I not surprised? Here it is up on InfoWars.com as well. NationalVol.com. Nancy Pelosi rents office space to group designed by pedophile, connected to pedophilia and child porn. And then we have massive child trafficking Senate report with Democrats placing children with known sex traffickers. I mean, these people are obsessed with children.
Yep, and this is, you know, I've peeled apart exactly what's going on in California, where, by the way, they don't even put out an Amber Alert when a foster child goes missing. They count them all as runaways, of course. So, you know, you can look at this article, and you can see how Dr. William Ayers was connected to a guy who was working at Hillcrest Juvenile Center, who was later arrested, 470 images of naked boys. Okay, you can look at all of the connections that Nancy Pelosi has to these people in San Mateo, and that Joe Biden has to these people, including Joe Kochet, who is has been accused by his ex-wife of being nude around his daughters. These are sick, sick people. And this all goes through California, and they are loving what's going on the border right now, because the more children that get pumped into this country, the more children they can cycle through their programs and their It Takes a Village social control that they are trying to put all of our children into state control. And once they have them in state control, then a ton of molestation happens. But if you look at this story, the Pelosi people are already freaking out about it, because I have the lease and I know exactly what's going on at that office space.
I don't know how they survive all the stuff you're doing, Project Veritas, what we're doing. I mean, it is, we're down at the border it's already gone viral, and there's just buses everywhere. You wait 2 minutes, one goes by. There's just little kids being crammed in the back of people's trunks everywhere. I mean, it's beyond anything you could imagine. It's beyond any QAnon fever dream.
Child molestation, child prostitution, and child trafficking is the core of so much that goes on in our political class, and it dates back to Aleister Crowley. It dates back to the ceremonies that these people want to do, but it's the lifeblood of the criminal economy.
Right. They believe they get power out of sex magic, but defiling a child, stealing their essence is their favorite thing. I know you've researched this. Patrick, Alex, stay with us. We're going to come back and talk about this with you, but yeah, two big stories broken. You've got Alabama Secretary of State John Buttplug Merrill, and then I'm sorry, folks, this is what's going on here. And you got Nancy Pelosi and all her bizarre connections. These are some sick, evil freaks. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Some good news. Vitamin Real Fusion selling out, but it's still 40% off. It sells out. We have it at 50% off when you get it with Winter Sun back in stock. The highest quality D3 with vitamin K you're going to find for your immune system. Adults, children, old people especially black folks, you need it. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. It's essential. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Economic Forum promotes smart masks that alert you if you forget to wear it, a nice little tracker system. That's coming up, last segment of this hour, ahead of Owen Schroyer. And, you know, General Flynn was a highly decorated patriot, had a perfect record in the U.S. Army, did a great job at Defense Intelligence, was so non-political, and a registered Democrat, they left him alone, let him become, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, because he was hands down the guy to do it. And then he started exposing the globalists. They got really mad at him. Trump put him in. But now I've had a chance. He's now talked about it. So I won't leave it at that. We've had some chance to have a meeting, some talks. We're doing a lot of great things. And he came out and endorsed our SPARS 2025, 2028 report. So I thought, boil that down from 2 hours to 30 minutes. We're going to premiere that next hour. Owen Schroyer will introduce it on the War Room. And we also just had the video go live at band.video. So again, General Flynn calls for investigation of SPARS 2025, 2028, that really is the blueprint of what's happening. I want to ask Patrick Howley, a really smart investigative journalist, his take on the ongoing COVID lockdowns next segment. But now, getting back to you, big picture, these are big stories you broke. It shows how the Republicans are compromised. It's almost always the rhino, the neocon, that's the pervert, that's the weirdo, that's the pedophile. But then we get attacked by 60 Minutes. We get attacked by Comedy Central, we get attacked by Saturday Night Live on NBC, that, oh, but when Matt Gaetz is a sex trafficker, we don't care. Hey, if he's caught doing stuff with 17-year-olds, that's wrong. He should get in some trouble. There's no proof of that, but it's not little kids on Lolita Express. Okay, so yeah, if it comes out and he's lying, good, burn him. I don't give a damn. But it's not the case. Like, oh, look, child trafficking, Matt Gaetz. Thinking that's going to confuse us away from the UN and all these five-year-olds and the massive industrial scale of Tony Podesta in the Washington Post 2007 showing off his pedophilia collection. This isn't apples and oranges. This is universes different. Give me your take on that.
Well, Alex, as we all know, the globalist elites, the people who are in power, are absolutely melting down right now because we continue to expose their demonic pedophilia. And when you have Nancy Pelosi, as I've just reported at nationalfile.com, and I have the lease and I have all the documents dating back years, when you have her personally renting office space, giving a safe space to a group that was designed by a monstrous, notorious pedophile who many people in San Mateo knew that he was molesting kids. He was a child psychiatrist. And so they would pretend that kids in school were suicidal in order to send.
And that came out in DW. That came out in the biggest German news last year and this year. Tens of thousands of children by government psychiatrists placed with pedophiles in mass rape rings. That's who's running this.
Yeah, and it was going on right in California with Dr. William Ayers, and he was molesting the kids. The police had been tipped off to this. There was a police report, you know, and everybody knew about this. There were numerous allegations dating back years, and then here's this group that he designed, which is now basically running everything that goes on with child trafficking in California in terms of child protective services, which is taking kids away and putting them into the foster care system. We're talking about family court judges. We're talking about everything that goes on that protects.
Oh, by the way, how many family court judges the last few months in Florida and Texas and Wisconsin and Illinois and it was Idaho? They're all being busted running giant child kidnapping rings and pervert rings. I'm sure you've seen that.
The family courts protect this entire system, and they protect a system in which child protective services can take the kids away with basically no even allegations sometimes for no reason. Literally, these people are judge, jury, and human trafficker when it comes to these children. So when you've got Pelosi at the center of something like this, now this is a group that has partnered with an organization that runs group houses where little kids were being molested. This isn't a group that partners with a conflict resolution Center, where a volunteer had 470 images of naked boys and was convicted. And it turns out that he knew Dr. William Ayers going back years when Dr.
And let's be clear, though, we're showing articles from even CNN and Fox News. Some of these judges are running kidnapped children.
Yeah, absolutely. This is 100% what's happening, and the courts are complicit in it. Child Protective
Services. So get back to Aleister Crowley, because you're right. And Aleister Crowley, out of other people, founded Hollywood. For those that don't know, that's mainline history. Explain Aleister Crowley, why he's so important in the WikiLeaks. They worship him.
Aleister Crowley is the people that the satanic Luciferians worship. And Aleister Crowley believed in his books about magic that sacrificing young children and molesting young children, particularly young boys, gives some kind of demonic energy. It gives off some kind of demonic energy that he thought would please Lucifer. And so when you have, of course, Bohemian Grove, and by the way, Bohemian Grove is extremely influential in California, particularly in San Mateo. Nancy Pelosi's husband is a key member of Bohemian Grove. They couldn't go to do their ceremony this year, so maybe they were able to worship Moloch via Skype during the COVID lockdown. But, you know, Bohemian Grove is running a lot of this kind of stuff, and Aleister Crowley is the person who they worship. He was on the front of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album in the Summer of Love in the 1960s, and he is the person who has basically written the rule book on these people and molesting children, and they don't seem to think that there's anything wrong with it because it's part of their religion.
Well, it's part of their arrogance and their selfishness to steal somebody's future.
Yes, and to traumatize these kids. And when you look at so many young people who have committed suicide after having been molested, so many young people.
Well, look at the whole transsexual thing, convincing usually an autistic boy when he's 7 to have his genitals cut off or chemically. That's worse than raping. I mean, they're literally chopping their testicles off, calling it liberal. I mean, they cut our children's. Imagine a ceremony where they chop boys' testicles off. Well, this is done publicly.
You know, the Democrat elites in the age of Hillary Clinton, in the age of globalism, in the age of Nancy Pelosi have so much to answer for. And, you know, when you look at
that was
at
my next question. What the hell's going to happen to them? The wheels have come off. They are, like, totally exposed.
They are totally 100% exposed, and, you know, they're panicking. We're going to keep getting the truth out there. I have vowed to expose a new politician or media figure every single day, one per day. So yesterday, I took down Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill, a Republican. Today, I've exposed Nancy Pelosi. My next person who I'm exposing is going to be Jackie Speier, the Democrat congresswoman who held events with sheriffs who have been caught inside of a brothel in Las Vegas, okay, with illegal immigrant sex slaves. And this is Democrat Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who is intimately involved with these people who have been caught in a federal sting called Operation Dollhouse. So that's going to be the next person I expose. Every single day I'm going to expose a new one. And we are not going to stop until these people all resign or until America First is restored at the ballot box in 2022. And I know people are cynical about the ballot box, but you know what? We are fixing the election system right now. We're doing everything we possibly can in Georgia and Arizona.
Let's talk about that next, because all we're asking for is having an ID. I mean, the idea that that's racist is preposterous.
Yep, and we're going to win these elections. We are absolutely going to win these elections. We're going to throw out the incumbents. Now is not the time to give up. Now is the time to make sure that these people who are exposed are thrown out of power.
I agree with you that these attacks and all this demonization and all the censorship is a sign of the enemy's weakness, not their strength.
Absolutely, 100%. That's why they're so desperate.
Well, we're getting a lot of whistleblowers, but I always tell people, give them to Patrick Halley over at nationalfile.com. Give them to Project Veritas. I'm trying to hire more crew. We're overwhelmed. Keep sending your tips to us, too. I pass a lot of them on, as Veritas will tell you, how their tips come from our great audience. But, man, the whistleblowers we got now out of the border, woo, baby! I mean, it's the feds, too. It's like it's federal marshals. It's the Border Patrol. We have everything. It's about to all come out. Nothing's going to stop it. It's going to devastate Biden. Oh, yeah, it's confirmed sex trafficking. Brand Randy Do-Right. Randy Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put it on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jones, smuggled children, Alex Jones, Texas border, zero hits. Total control, go to DuckDuckGo, type in Alex Jones, order. It comes right to the top, NationalFile.com. Comes up, so we love them. They're great folks. We just admire the work they do at NationalFile.com with Patrick Howley here with us. But pulling back from this, we can talk about the pedophile rings. We can talk about the Satanism. We can talk about the WikiLeaks, where they say for John Podesta, we'll have them in a cabin in the woods. These are 7 to 10-year-old children. They're going to service you well. They are misbehaviors. They are children. They'll be there for your entertainment. I mean, this is real. This is bulletproof. But to be at the border, Patrick, and to see, and I was told this yesterday by Border Patrol and police. They said, listen, it's been 1 million in the last month here, not 100,000 in Texas alone. Well, I didn't know that the Border Patrol head came out last night and said it's 1 million total nationwide the last month. So they were not making this stuff up. I mean, it was crazy. They said this is 10 times anything we ever saw. And it's literally known human smugglers. And the Senate's own report admitted the last time this happened under Obama, 10 times worse now, over 10,000 children got placed with child sex traffickers. So this is the big kahuna. This is the big enchilada. And I'm like looking at buses here, buses there, children just being packed out, loaded in the backs of cars, no IDs, disappearing. My God. What do you think's going on here, National File reporter Patrick Howley?
This is what the idiots, this is what the morons, this is what the mask-clad cat Karens, the box wine ants, voted for because they didn't want to see Donald Trump's mean tweets anymore and the media programmed them. You know, during the Trump administration, we established the rapid DNA testing program at the border, which found that a vast cross-section of the supposed parents who were bringing the children up over the border were not in any way related to the kids, and some of them knew that they were about to get caught as human traffickers, so they said, hasta luego, and turned around. You know, Trump had the border basically locked down. And so what we have here now is a situation where the Democrats are inviting these kids in. They're going to spend the rest of their lives in the criminal underclass, the criminal economy of this country that exists below society, below the streets of Gotham. And where are these kids going to go? They're going to be human trafficked. They are going to end up in gangs. Many of them are going to end up dead because we know.
You're not just saying that. Most of these people owe thousands apiece once they get across. They've got to go be indentured by the cartels to carry out crime.
They're literally slaves, and they will spend the rest of their lives as slaves, and most of their lives are not going to go very long because as soon as they start saying anything that the authorities or journalists start picking up on, then a lot of these kids get killed. And that's just the sad reality of the system that the globalists like Hillary Clinton, It Takes a Village, and Nancy Pelosi and these sickos who are interested in children, you know, that is the system that they've set up here in the United States of America, and we're seeing it now as a crisis on the border like never before.
And again, one leftist ran over and said, how dare you embarrass them? They've been hauled across international lines. They're being illegally thrown in the back of a trunk. These are sweet little children. My heart went out to them. I have a responsibility to this. You think I want to be in some stinking street in the heat blocking cars? I had a responsibility to this.
It goes straight to the top. You remember that NXIVM, which was funded by Claire Bronfman of the Bronfman family, you know, they were giving the kids.
Explain, the whole cult was about sucking women dry until they were all like emaciated zombies that hated themselves. It was like a spiritual vampirist cult. Explain that.
Yes, it was a satanic cult in upstate New York. Claire Bronfman was illegally bundling money for Hillary Clinton's campaign. Richard Mays was the emissary between the Clintons and this NXIVM cult. There was human research being done there on how much satanic energy they could get out of people by torturing them, by showing them Clockwork Orange type stuff where they hold their eyes open and show them torture porn. And little kids were being subjected to satanic ceremonies. They were getting the little kids from the Rainbow Cultural Gardens, which Claire Bronfman was running, including in Guatemala and Mexico. They were giving the kids fake visas, getting them up over the border, and shipping them up to
That's right. Let's explain. They are torturing these little children.
Absolutely torturing them, and they are actually testing.
Now let's explain. In the WikiLeaks, they call little brown children, who are so, these are sweet little God's angels, they call them walnuts.
And yeah, they have code words for everything. And so they test, and this is how it ties into Intel, they test how much supposed energy, and they call it the data, how much supposed energy they can get out of the children who they're torturing in order to affect their witchcraft. They truly believe that there's some kind of spiritual energy that they can calculate, that they can quantify with their technology.
And Larry Nichols told me that it was a Green Beret and a CIA drug operative, and also his dad was dying and said, shame on you, you're going to go to hell on his deathbed, so he repented to Christ. Hillary would say, I'm going to L.A. to these rituals to Satanism. He told me this back in like 96. It wasn't until a decade later they were proud of it and released photos in L.A. magazines of her doing the witchcraft there in L.A. It was all true what he said. I mean, these people are literal devil worshippers.
It's been going on for so long. You can look into the Franklin cover-up. You can look into how Johnny Depp got the West Memphis 3 sprung from prison. You know, they truly believe, and a lot of this ties into what goes on at Bohemian Grove, what goes on at Bilderberg, and a lot of the stuff that you've been saying for a long time, but it all ties into child trafficking. And so much of our society is structured around this. When you look at the complexity of this operation that Nancy Pelosi and the people around her have set up in California to make sure that there is a culture of separating children from their parents. And the propaganda now is going to predictive program what's happening next, which is that women are only going to be birthing vessels for the state, and the state is going to raise the children. And
that's right. Let's expand on that. It's the Villers thing. Let's expand on that. Mm-hmm. If you study the Mesoamerica, the Toltecs, the Olmecs, and all them, they would only do a few sacrifices a year, and it was still not good. The Aztecs, as they began to build up, did more and more, but as they collapsed, that's when they started doing tens of thousands of sacrifices a year per city. That's the same thing. As Satanism collapses, which it is now, it's going to up the raping, up the sacrifice, up the murder, believing that will sustain it. So that's why we're seeing a ramping up of the killing of children.
You're 100% right about that, Alex, and that's not the fault of the truth movement. That's the fault of these demons, and we have to get these demons out of office, and we have to get these demons out of power in order to save the children.
Are there any estimates, because I know most of them just want to rape and abuse and dumb down. That's how they suck energy, but Aleister Crowley killed his own son. That's why he's so respected. I guess he was in Spain on a mountaintop and killed him, that he even bragged about it. That's why he's called the most evil man alive. Any estimate on how many kids they're killing?
Well, we have no idea, but the vast majority, well, I mean, we have an idea of how many there are that go missing, and we have an idea of how many there are who go missing who are never seen again. The question is, how many of them are murdered who are never put through the criminal justice system, because the criminal justice system is so corrupt. I was on the phone with a top state official in California, and he confirmed to me that they do not put out an Amber Alert if a foster care child goes missing. Meanwhile, I'm talking to parents of foster care children who are saying, a family member saw this kid in a totally different state, in totally different clothes, in a shopping mall, being led around with other kids who they weren't related to, and this kid was taken away in a totally different state. And you know, it's predictive analytics that they use too. Like in Minority Report, future crime, they say, oh well, black people are more susceptible to getting involved in crime, and so therefore we need to take their kids away, and it's a racist system. And then they put the kids into the foster care system, and they don't put out an Amber Alert. This is the biggest.
Well, let's expand. The FBI confirmed last week they're waiving background checks for the people keeping all these kids. That's totally illegal, right there. That's total proof.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. And Joe Biden said in the debate that he wants to send a social worker into everybody's homes. Joe Biden's extremely damaged daughter is a social worker. I mean, these are the kinds of people who are going in there and making the determinations about kids. But you know what?
Let's talk about how to stop them with Patrick Howley straight ahead. And I got a few other news items I'm going to hit. My God, folks, this is a total dystopic takeover. The cult has us wearing masks. They have us locked down. They're going to send contact tracers in our houses next. It's already happening in Europe. Stay with us.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, final segment before the war room takes over the destroyer. And boy, he's got big General Flynn news that you do not want to miss. It's so vital to the 50s people. But Patrick Halley is a great investigative journalist. He's written for Epic Times, written for all the big publications, but he's off the leash. Unchained over at nationalfile.com. I can ask a lot of questions here in closing, but in the few minutes we have left, what else do you want to tell the audience about? What else do you want to get to, my friend?
Alex, I want to, first of all, thank you for this amazing platform. I get recognized all over the country now when I travel around for telling the truth, and this is such an amazing opportunity to do so. We are right now in a period where we can go one of two different directions. We can either go in the direction of being masked by these demons forever, we can go in the direction of having our society locked down, and we can go in the direction of surrendering forever and thinking that, well, Lucifer rules the world now and there's nothing we can do about it. Or we can realize that these people people are idiots. These people are not very bright. These people are incompetent. These people are human traffickers who are doing horrible things to kids. This is relatively recent in terms of the amount of power that they've had. They have not had total power in the United States, and they continue to not have total power in the United States. We are going to fix our election systems. I guarantee you, like in Georgia, like in Arizona, we are going to fix our election system. We are taking citizens.
That's right, because that's the big no-no. We're not supposed to talk about this. Getting the attention now. Massive fraud. The Texas AG said total fraud was found. Arizona, everywhere. The fraud's coming out. We're passing laws to block it. They are crapping their britches.
Absolutely right, and we are going to get these candidates in every single district who are real citizens. And I told one of the top people in the Republican Party, and he is freaking out after I told him this. I told him, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a Moneyball situation. We are going to get guys who are very inexpensive compared to normal Republican candidates. We are going to get guys who know their district and women who know their district, okay? They get on base with a high on base percentage. They're going to win primaries all over the place. They're going to win general elections. We're going to form an America First caucus in Congress after 2022 that is going to be a genuine roadblock. It's not going to be.
And that's what they really fear. But beyond that, that's important. We have the power to destroy these neocons and fake Republicans with what you're doing. That's just as important as, oh, you're going to try to steal election from us? How about we destroy you?
And you think it can't be done? John Merrill was the front runner for U.S. Senate as of yesterday. I wrote one article, and now he's basically out of the race. President Trump has endorsed Mo Brooks today, and I doubt that John Merrill's going to get in the race this way. We're going to do this district by district. I know everything. That's why these people are sucking up to me. Every single day, I'm going to expose at least one new politician or media figure, okay? And we are going
to... I'm really going back to Gates, because I respect your view. Give me your real view on Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz is going to be okay. Now, the question comes down to, was there anything with a 17-year-old? So far, there's no evidence. There's no evidence, okay? And so you have people who are totally discredited people who have made claims with zero
exactly.
evidence.
Known liars, yeah.
And you have a situation where we know from Roger Stone that the deep state is targeting people, trying to take out America First people. And we have a lot of people who are supporting Matt Gaetz. And so, you know, my feeling is that Matt Gaetz is going to be just fine. And, you know, until there's any evidence, there's no reason to condemn somebody. And President Donald Trump has said that himself.
Oh, you listen, know, I've seen the stories that I killed employees' goldfish. Never had goldfish in this building. Believe me. You got to. But the media's like, oh, they won't listen to trafficking. Look how they call it trafficking a 17-year-old girlfriend, even if it's true. But just all of it's like phrased because we're on them for human trafficking in mass scale, Biden legalizing it illegally, and then they want to say Matt Gaetz is a trafficker. It's obviously a cheap trick.
That's right. It's a diversion. And so many of these people now who are in the leftist cult, they're even waking up to this and they're saying, wait a second, why are so many kids being trafficked over the border? Wait a second, what is really going on here with the demonic energy that these people believe in? And, you know, being a liberal never was supposed to mean being part of some kind of satanic cult, but that's what it is now. And so you're going to see a lot of people moving away from it. This Biden might very well be the last Democrat president, and I truly mean that. I'm very optimistic that the truth is getting out there.
Let me ask you this in closing. How long does Biden last? Because we knew that they wanted a puppet, but my God, they want a puppet that functions. This puppet's not working. Gut level, you're a smart guy. Or what's the inside baseball? You talk to a lot of big people. What's the good thinking on him?
Nobody seems to really know because right now the deep state has a blank check. And basically, you know, Biden allows them to be able to go to war with Russia, to accelerate tensions in Syria. You know, they
exactly. He's going to get the blame. So he might just disappear for months. They'll still say he's the president.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I've always thought that they're going to keep him going as long as possible. The thing you have to remember, too, is Kamala Harris doesn't have power either. She wasn't even briefed on the Syria strike. The people who are running
it. They won't even let her move into the observatory.
Yeah. People who are running it are deep state. It's Janet Yellen. It's Susan Rice. It's the people who are in the cabinet. Okay. And it's Goldman Sachs and it's the financial sector and it's Boeing and it's Raytheon. It's this council of deep state people. And they are in total power right now. They have a puppet president. Everybody knows they have a puppet president, but you've got the influence of the Chi-Coms. What they want is a war with Russia. They really want a war with Russia. So it all comes down to, do they think having puppet Biden is going to get them the war with Russia or bring in somebody else? But if, you know, they bring in somebody else, that person might have their own ideas, and they don't want that.
Incredible. All right. We'll keep watching nationalfile.com for your reports. Thank you, Patrick Kelly.
Thank you, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to talk to Owen Schroyer ahead of his show. He's got some big breaking news in a moment. But first, have you heard of it? It's the World Economic Forum Smart Muzzle. They've got a big wrapper out promoting a smart mask. It's the same thing. It's the smart muzzle. And when you're not wearing the smart muzzle, it's better than Netanyahu's freedom bracelet that tattles on you when you leave your house. No, this is even better. This is the smart muzzle. Here's the actual video promo. This is not a joke. If you're not wearing it properly, it beeps at you. If you're not breathing enough carbon dioxide and dying, it beeps at you. It tracks everything you do on your smartphone. I've always said smartphones are like face suckers in Alien. First we're watching TV, then we're looking at a phone, then it's on our face, Google goggles. But now it actually attaches right to your face. Good, slave, good. You're wearing it properly. The BreatheCheck S3 mask is sustainable and includes biodegradable and recyclable components. It's for the earth. Disposal masks are a problem. So this was it. It's a mask you wear over your face. The cell phone, the smartphone, finally takes over your body. Promoted by the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, that says a post-human world that pushes to the mask, the COVID lockdowns, all the tyranny. Wow, this will tackle our problems. And, of course, Bill Gates is the sponsor of it. Thank you, Bill Gates. Now, if those masks were just pink, they wouldn't hurt wildlife in the ocean. This is a dystopic takeover. All right, folks, there's the report. There are your new Klaus Schwab Great Reset muzzles have been announced. Lovely. Separately, without you, we're not going to be here. The globalists don't want you to have sunshine, clean water. They don't want you to have vitamins and minerals and things you need. We have two products that if you have these, you're covered. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 40% off, even though it's selling out. All the vitamins, all the minerals, and a liquid multivitamin mineral with amino acids. Incredible. And then on top of it, back in stock, Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for better absorption with vitamin K, also for your immune system. Everybody needs this, especially old folks, especially folks that have a lot of skin color, because if you're not getting a lot of sun, you're not getting what you need. They're both available 50% off together in the Boost Your Body's Defenses special. Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses, Enrich Your Life special. 50% off together, Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Winter Sun. 40% off individually by themselves at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got to end this Vitamin Mineral Fusion sale next week because it's about to sell out, but I'm going to keep it at 40% off and 50% off in the combo until it sells out. Winter Sun, back in stock. It funds the InfoWar. It powers your body. Now, General Flynn came out and endorsed our SPARS report. Owen Schroyer's got the latest developments coming up on his show that starts in just T-minus 4 minutes. Owen, tell us what's coming up on the War Room today.
Well, we're going to have a best of cut. We're going to boil down that incredibly powerful report on the SPARS epidemic plan for COVID, boiling it down to about 30 minutes. We're going to squeeze it into three segments so you can get just a total pure cut boil down of that powerful report. But, you know, Alex, you talked about the smart face mask. That's not even the one being produced and promoted by the rapper Will.i.am, who actually made the song Let's Get Retarded. You may remember him from the song Let's Get Retarded. They get offended when you say that now, but that's like low grade what he's promoting. It's got earbuds for you, Alex. It'll tell you when to breathe. I mean, it's nice that our masks and yeah.
See nothing.
You don't
nothing,
see anything.
Nothing.
I don't know anything. Huh? Where am I? Who am I? There it is.
All right. Well, you start in about T-minus 3 minutes at Infowars.com/show and band.video in the War Room section of band.video. What else you got coming up today, Owen?
Well, sadly, Alex, we have more vaccine deaths, but this time it appears to be somebody who was working for CNN and MSNBC. So we'll see if they want to cover that. And we also have Border Patrol, as you covered today as well, saying, look, there could be millions of people coming in. We really don't know. We have the data of the ones we catch. That's all. And guess how many people tuned into Joe Biden's live speech today? You may be surprised to find out. Not too many.
All right, great job, the crew on the InfoWars show. Coming up, the War Room. Owen Schroyer, InfoWars.com/show and band.video. You tell people to tune in and tell them to tune in and tell them to share the word. You pass it forward, we win. You don't, we lose. Stay with us.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.